This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Anytime you mention Social Security, you get a lot of people's attention, because over the years, the Social Security question of will there be enough money for me and how does this all work is legit. And it is unique because you pay into Social Security banking, literally, on being able to utilize it as you retire and otherwise. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome to the Big K Morning Show Alex Dawson, executive producer, director of Social Security Works. Alex, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us an idea about what your organization does, and so that we start there, and then we want to ask you about where we are now and where you think it's going. But first, what does your organization do?
Yeah, for 15 years, we have fought to protect and expand Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and to lower prescription drug prices in line with the goals of the original Social Security Act signed into law about 90 years ago by FDR.
And that said, and this isn't political in the sense that both parties over the years have tapped into these resources, haven't they?
No. No one can lay even take one penny of money out of Social Security. By law, it can only be spent on benefits and the administration to get those benefits into the hands of the people. So it's a misunderstanding that politicians have taken the money or the money's not there. In fact, when FDR signed it into law, he was extremely proud of the dedicated revenue setup. And he said this is to keep those politicians from ever being able to get their hands on my Social Security system. So the money is there. It's ours. It's for us. We pay into it. And then the money's there when we need it, when we retire, if we face a life-changing illness or injury and become disabled and can no longer work, or for the surviving children in the deaths of the breadwinner of the family. But what we're seeing today is unprecedented. So for 90 years, through war and peace, through boom and bust, through health and pandemic, Social Security has never missed a single payment. But now you've got an unelected billionaire named Elon Musk in there. He's in the Social Security Administration, and he has got his chainsaw. And ever since he's been in there, we've seen checks not go out in full and on time. People can't access their information. And so Social Security has never failed in its mission. But you have someone in there right now who's making it fail by destroying the administration to get those benefits to the people.
So the question becomes, and with the changes you just made, and again, I if you're somebody who's counting on that, and so many people do, you know, that what other changes are they implementing that'll make it more challenging?
You know, wholesale destruction of the Social Security Administration is the only thing that makes any sense about the changes that they're making. I mean, there's nothing in what they've done that would make anything more efficient or effective. This is already an incredibly efficient system with vanishingly small levels of fraud, waste, and abuse. And even that those vanishingly small levels are meticulously noted and fought. But all of those systems have been destroyed by Elon Musk's so-called Doge team. A judge just ruled today, though, that he had to stop stealing our data at the Social Security Administration. But, you know, unfortunately, what I've been doing is telling people that they have to protect themselves from Elon Musk and his Doge goons. They have to download their hard copy of their Social Security file, print it out, because I don't trust the digital version anymore because they're in there fiddling around with the computers. Luckily, the courts ruled they can't do that anymore. But they're also firing the people who work in the front offices, closing offices. They've decimated the 800 number so that you can't get a hold of a person. So what we're also advising is that people get in touch with their elected federal representatives, both senators and their member in the House, on the constituent services side. So have a person's name, their email, that their job is to ensure that you get every penny of federal benefits that you've earned. If you see anything out of the ordinary, and meticulously check your accounts, the accounts of your loved ones, make sure the checks are getting there on time and in full. And if you see anything, contact your senator's offices immediately and demand that you get the money that you've earned or that a loved one has earned. Remember, it's your money. Nobody gives us anything when it comes to Social Security. We earn it.
And that's the difference in a lot of other programs. Alex Dawson, executive producer, director with Social Security Works. Thank you. Appreciate the time this morning. Have a great weekend.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.